Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Follow the marquee and come to the Monday matinee.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Previously on The Gray.
We're still going to meet
Meryl Malone, yes.
This is what shows up when people Google your name.
Emily McCorkle. The Gizmodo article.
I just ran into her.
Is this why you took me here?
We have editorial standards here, McCorkle. And you failed to meet them.
You've never complained before.
Wait a minute. You know about the portals?
Oh, no!
Look out!
Under the desk!
Here.
I am God.
God of what?
Of you.
No. I'm sorry. Truly sorry.
Miss McCorkle, this could be the biggest scoop of your life. Come on, let's go.
Jenna, can you hear me? I'm buzzing. A bee proudly collecting nectar. Do you hear? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well,
I can hear, but I don't see honeycomb. Where did you get that?
The buzzer?
No, my wounded pride.
I found it in an old office.
You realize, Professor, that there's...
There's no time. Can you get me volume 34 of the Journal of Postmodern Studies? The bound volume, not the microfilm. Squinting into a machine simply will not do.
Certainly. But, Professor Malone...
And some tea. With honey, now that you mention it. I'm feeling a little parched.
Professor Malone... I'm not your secretary.
What?
I haven't been a secretary in years. You don't get a secretary.
But I have this buzzer. Surely this means something.
I don't think so.
Buzzers are very useful devices.
Professor Malone, I'll help you find anything you need. I'm a librarian. This is what I do. But if you want tea, you're going to have to make your own brew.
But there's historical precedent. Did you know that the first electromagnetic buzzer was invented by Joseph Henry?
Professor Malone...
He ran more than a mile of cable around the rooms of the Albany Academy. Albany! That's up north.
Yes, I know. I've lived in New York all my life. You haven't.
And by using an oscillating beam motor, he succeeded in making an iron bar ring a small bell. Why, if it hadn't been for his scientific contributions, which led in turn to the intensity battery, Samuel Morse's telegraph would not have been possible.
I don't see what this has to do with the buzzer.
What? My dear girl.
You may have noticed that human beings don't use the telegraph anymore. It was phased out in 1999. Right around the time that men stopped referring to younger women as my dear girl.
But I didn't mean it like...
The French army's last message in Morse code was, calling all, this is our last cry before eternal silence. Eternal silence, Professor Malone. Surely you can read between the lines here.
Okay. I see you know a few things. Well... While eternal silence may be of some comfort to the committed scholar, there are few not insignificant moments in life that require attention. Hence, the buzzer. I do have a buzzer.
And it's a very nice one, but we haven't used buzzers in the library since the 1950s. Oh, and you can't drink tea in the library. That's also a thing of the past.
Why?
It's not allowed. And if Herbert were to catch you, I don't even know.
What preposterous poppycock! I'm the visiting scholar. From Cambridge?
The library still has rules.
Do you understand? My dear Jenna...
I'm not your dear. I'm a librarian.
Do you understand, Jenna, that tea is vital to producing scholarly results?
Your studies into Virginia Gaskell will carry on perfectly fine without tea.
I realize that the question of what Gaskell's work represents may be of importance to perhaps 300 minds in this nation, but my monograph will change all that. Yes?
Maybe you should get an Instagram account.
Instagram? Why, I'm not going to debase myself through that vulgar medium.
Okay. You go ahead and write your monograph. I'm sure plenty of people will be sharing and favoriting it on the subway.
You haven't read her, have you?
Oh, I'm very well acquainted with Gaskell's work.
You are?
The Broken Abyss is one of my favorite novels.
It's almost a masterpiece. But that ending with the lost child, that business with the doppelganger.
Don't you have a meeting with Maya Trower and Ed Champion in a few moments?
How do you know about that? I thought you said you weren't my secretary,
I'm an information specialist. That's information I happen to know.
I know the name Maya Trower. The translator, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but who is this Ed Champion chap? I haven't had time to research him.
Well, I have. He's some fringe literary journalist, nobody important.
Something about an investigation, I believe. They were very persistent, but they did seem quite familiar with Gaskell's work. They actually read her books, which is more than most people.
Just between you and me, you can use the Maple Room in the West Wing.
The Maple Room? Why, isn't that...
Don't worry, we've moved the historians into the Whittaker Room. You'll have the Maple Room all to yourself. I'll even have some tea for you.
You're very kind, yes. Look, I'm sorry about that business earlier.
It's okay. Maybe things are different in England, but here in the States we're very clear about roles.
Of course. Your nation strives for income equality, even when the facts prove otherwise. The myth of egalitarianism behind your great American dream. You know, my grandfather...
As a visiting scholar, you do get your own office. You do get to use our services. I'm sneaking in the tea... But just this once.
I appreciate that. Look, is there another favor you could do for me,
Shoot.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal.
Ron Burgundy?
Ron Burgundy? Who's that?
Never mind. Although you may want to do some scholarship into Will Ferrell. Look, you're not the only visiting scholar here.
It's just that, I have a certain impression to maintain. And since I don't have a secretary,
what a most extraordinary edifice! It's so big and beautiful and buoyant.
Buoyant?
Hey, settle down, receptionist. You don't want a librarian to wrap you on the wrist.
These librarians are warriors?
You could say that.
Warriors? My husband can barely scramble eggs.
You're still here?
Yeah, and I'm still gonna write my follow-up article on you.
Fat chance.
Give it a rest, Chels. Don't forget that I'm giving you one.
Fair point.
What do I have to do to persuade you that this won't happen again?
I guess I can ask the same question.
I'm afraid Miss McCorkle is needed.
You see? Would our Danza happy sister online?
Tony Danza? Oh, goody goody, I love Tony Danza. Do you want to know more?
He's a one-man Wikipedia.
Receptionist, not now.
Come on, Chels.
I don't trust her. If these things got her before...
The demons? Oh, they've dissipated into the mists of time.
She's going to screw up again.
And you won't? You're lucky I'm letting you near me.
Hey, eyes on the prize, folks. Remember, we're all here for a common purpose.
Common purpose? Aha! I know what you're talking about. She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge.
What?
Oh boy, I suddenly understand the song.
What song?
A song as beautifully ubiquitous as hot dogs.
It's Pulp.
Who?
Shatner.
Got it.
Who?
Emily, I'm surprised you don't know. I thought you were an expert on has-beens. Isn't that why you've been following me around?
Now wait a minute.
Miss McCorkle, did you by chance attend St. Martin's College?
I went to Chico State. Surely you know that. Weren't you just inside my head?
Yes, of course, but I tried not to look at everything, and students often rematriculate. Life is often a process of moving from location to location, like birds flying south for the winter. They always come back from Florida with a nice tan.
Birds tan?
But of course, and they often smile.
Birds smile?
Oh, I see. You're not paying attention. You see, I'm an expert on birds. They have more feelings and feathers than you can possibly imagine.
Receptionist, grad school involves something a little bit more than flapping your wings.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, guys, we can figure out where everyone stands on Britpop, aviary identity, and migration later. Look, she is coming.
Who?
A librarian.
The warrior.
Welcome to the New York Public Library.
Hello there. I'm the receptionist. Will you be the one slapping us on the wrist?
Don't mind him. We're here to see Meryl Malone. Meryl Malone? Yeah, we were told to come see you.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Maple Room. But I was told there would only be two of you, and you're here with three more.
Stragglers, but vital ones. My name is Ed Champion.
Nice to meet you. Three more?
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Malone won't mind.
I don't know. He can be very fastidious.
No doubt.
I think you'll be okay. Just have to pay attention to the hmms.
Hmm?
Yes, just like that.
Oh. Hmm. Hmm. Yes. Hmm. I've got it. Hmm.
I'm Emily McCorkle.
I'm Chelsea Needham.
And I'm the receptionist.
Yes, you told me earlier.
This is a marvelous building. Truly marvelous. I'd love to stay here forever and a day.
Look at me while I look at you. See, I know why we can never do.
Well, this receptionist is a little more punk rock than the other one.
This receptionist? Why, I am the receptionist.
Oh, you know Dexter Hollins now? Okay, quiz kid, how about Melissa Etheridge?
Melissa who?
Maybe we can sign you up for a library card.
What's a library card? Is it like a deck of cards? Can I get 52 of them?
Just don't teach him 52 card pickup.
If you're a resident of New York, you're allowed one.
Oh, goodness me. Why, if we can find 51 more people with library cards, we can play bridge. Which card will I get? The Queen of Hearts? Off with his head.
It's not that kind of card.
You don't play bridge?
She didn't say that.
You see, I love bridge. It's the best game of chance. And it's not indecent like those other card games where I'm told you can lose your shirt.
Receptionist!
Pardon my friend, he's a bit of a live wire.
Ooh, you never know what pairs might appear during a hand. It's a bit like waiting for whole wheat toast to pop up from the toaster. Such an exciting anticipation. All you need in bridge is the pleasant ticking sound.
The same ticking sound you hear in a bomb.
Or while making a one-pan clam back. I'm sorry about our friend. He's excitable.
I can see that. Is he always like this?
Of course.
He's all right. He has, special needs.
Gotcha. Well, the library is open to everyone. We're happy to accommodate.
Oh, does that mean we'll be playing bridge? I may need to play bridge at some point.
We can play bridge later, receptionist.
That's the receptionist?
Are you sure these three are all right?
They are. Hello, sorry I didn't introduce myself earlier. I'm Maya Trower.
Wait, Maya Trower? The translator?
I'm a journalist.
Oh my god, Maya Trower. I'm a huge fan. I loved your translation of The Magic Mountain better than Woods and Low Porter.
Why, thank you. It took me 3 years to get right.
Are you working on something else?
I'm semi-retired.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have read all these amazing German novelists.
Thanks.
I write articles.
You do indeed.
And here we are. Five people going in to see Meryl Malone. With you, it makes, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Jenna.
Well, with you, Jenna, that makes seven, doesn't it?
I suppose it does.
What's so special about that? Ever read The Magic Mountain?
Well, it is a 700-page book.
Exactly. Mon was very big on the number seven. Castorp, the hero of the novel, he stays in the sanitarium for 7 years. He's seven when his parents die. The dining hall has seven tables, and Castorp's room number is 34, which, if you think about it, that add up the integers, and that adds up to seven. Seven is all over the place in that book. Oh, seven.
Oh, you know Mon?
Yeah, I read here and there, but I'm sorry, not your translation, I'm afraid.
You must, it's the best.
I love seven.
I'm sure you do.
And I'm sure Mr. Malone will too. You guys are gonna have a ball. Right this way.
Thomas Mon, I didn't see that coming.
I have my moments.
You should read my translation. And I gotta level with you.
Shoot.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Oh, I'm certain. We now know that Gaskell's stories seem to anticipate reality in some way. That every story she writes does eventually happen. Oh, and maybe they're going after the geniuses because they're the ones who see this.
So we need to find Gaskell.
If we can't find Gaskell, then the man most familiar with the work is likely to give us some answers. And we may find out why your house is rumbling.
No, I mean...
Chelsea?
And Miss McCorkle.
I think we can call her Emily. The receptionist was inside her head, so I think we can stay on a first-name basis?
No, I don't know about her. She still seems to have a chip on her shoulder.
Hey, I'm right here!
Me too!
And me.
Damn it, my loud booming voice.
Ever hear of an indoor voice?
But we are indoors, are we not? Inside, but not inside outside.
His voice may be the bigger problem.
Are you five coming?
Yes, sorry, we were just discussing our notes.
Okay.
Look, I'm a little nervous about this too, but the universe seems to have brought us all together for a reason.
Yes, but you must understand that I can't have journalists invading my life again. Even reformed ones.
But I'm not going to do that! Not after what I've been through!
And what about what we've been through? Don't you remember how you uprooted our lives?
Chels!
I'm sorry about that. Really.
I am.
Ooh, look at that cornice and that pillar. This is such a cathedral.
Right this way, just past the road.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello, Herbert. I've got 5 visitors for the Maple Room.
Wait, I know you.
Who?
Him.
Me? I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
I never forget a face, Mr. Champion, isn't it?
Wait, how do you know my name?
I never thought to see your face again.
This is sounding a little familiar.
Ed, who is this man?
I have the foggiest.
You are in a position to demand nothing, sir. I, on the other hand, am in a position to grant nothing.
Sorry about that. Herbert does take his job a little seriously. It's okay, Herbert. They have an appointment.
You came here with a British woman a few weeks ago. You made a lot of noise.
I did? Well, she's not here now.
Do you mean he never told you the tale? To amuse your captain here? No?
Captain?
We don't have a captain.
Herbert.
Wait a minute. Are you cribbing from Nick Meyer?
Nick who?
A 7% solution.
Oh, are we going to talk about the number 7 again? It's a magnificent number.
What?
Did you know that when you roll 2 dice, 7 has the greatest probability of any roll?
I was thinking more of the 7 deadly sins.
And I'm starting to crave a Slurpee.
Relax, Herbert. They're just here to see Mr. Malone.
You said there would be 2.
Well, there are 3 more.
And together, we're 7.
Wait a minute. That voice, I know him.
You're the guard.
Yes, that's it.
The name's Herbert.
In the other place.
The other me?
Yes, when we were together. But back then, you weren't quoting Ricardo Montalban.
Fantasy Island?
No, there's something more.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask your friend here to keep it down.
He's just a little excited.
What's the problem, Herbert? You let Professor Schlieffenberg come through when he forgot to wear his pants.
Schlieffenberg was a visiting scholar and an important man. His absent-mindedness was excusable, but these 3 are merely visitors.
Visitors? Hey, we're a little more than chopped liver.
He tried to stop us.
There are rules here. The inferences are important. The pattern language.
Pattern language? Why does that keep cropping up?
Yes, pattern language. I think you know what I'm getting at.
Oh, dear.
No, I don't.
Christopher Alexander?
Herbert, really? It's okay.
I can't have anyone disrupting the collection.
Pattern language? What could that be? Stories! I see! And we are surrounded by beautiful architecture.
Especially you.
Me?
I'm going to talk to Phyllis. I'm sorry about this. I'll be right back.
We have to talk with Malone.
Cut the smooth talk. All of you. I know who you are.
You do?
I'm afraid he does.
What?
There is no way you're getting through. And you.
Me?
You've transgressed already.
Just what the San Juan Hill is going on here?
Transgressed? All because I happen to know the Star Trek movies?
I am fated to speak this way. Just as he...
Me?
Just as he is fated to know Tony Danza. You've been to the other side. But we have our own pattern language, too.
No! You must not tell them!
Tell us what?
Jan Swilson understood this. That is, before she became Jill Swanson.
What do you know about Jan?
Jill Swanson? The former CEO of Apotheosis? Turned talent agent?
How do you know her?
I keep up with the traits. You're saying she had a life before?
Apotheosis. You had the right place, Miss McCorkle. But then he interfered.
Who?
The boss.
How do you know my name?
Maybe he's read your scathing articles.
I don't read. I just know.
This is damn peculiar.
Yellow alert! You see? Pattern language. You can't escape it.
But there is free will! Surely you can see that!
Do you mean the free will that led to the Holocaust, the Great Depression, and Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
But he was defeated.
Yes. Hillary Clinton is president. Thank God. I saw firsthand what happened under a Trump presidency.
She's president in this universe.
Wait a minute. Herbert is one of you?
Consider me the improved model.
I am the receptionist. He is the guard.
I am Herbert.
Yes, it's true. I am not allowed names. I am only an observer. I can guide, but I can't interfere.
Sort of like the Prime Directive.
Yes, you understand.
So why are you here?
I'm the last in the line. There's something very unsettling waiting for you, Chelsea Needham. For all of you. For all of humanity. You must not pass.
Aren't you being hyperbolic?
How do you know my name?
He's read my articles?
I told you, I don't read. I just know. She knows you're coming. It's going to happen very soon.
She? What's gonna happen?
You must not make me interfere. They have choice.
It's for your own good.
Hey, buddy, if anything rough happens here, she's got us.
I do?
Yes.
Really?
I think we can handle it.
If you walk past this rope...
So you're just like the receptionist? Are you him? The guard at the building. How do you know my name?
I just know. And I'm better than the receptionist.
Oh, but we're evolving. You must not underestimate us. My role as the receptionist is more flexible than the others.
What?
You can't speak to Malone.
Why not? Look, dude, I am so sorry about the reading room.
It's bigger than you think.
Ooh, the reading room?
You know what I'm talking about.
We don't. Try us.
Sir.
Johnny doesn't want you here.
Johnny? Wait a minute. What do you know about Johnny?
I just know.
Who's Johnny?
She said...
You know about Johnny?
And me.
And me, I presume.
I know about all of you.
I didn't think it was possible. You haven't let me fulfill my responsibilities!
What are your responsibilities?
Hey, you got any problems, receptionist? You talk with the boss.
But he's not available.
Exactly.
Who's the boss?
You're acquainted with the works of... No, they're a bigger fish to fry.
No Tony Danza receptionist? Damn, this sounds serious. What's wrong?
Wait a minute. How do you know about Johnny? He's ruined my life.
It all makes perfect sense.
Johnny's enriched your life by leaving you. With him inside you.
Just who the hell are you, Herbert?
I told you, I'm the guard. And I'm here to replace him.
The receptionist?
I'm afraid so. But this was only an emergency measure. Why couldn't the boss give me more time?
You failed. You didn't let nature take its course.
You had no right to disrupt Miss McCorkle. I had to intervene.
Just as you've intervened in the gray area? You made that happen. Do the names Pat Goris and Lucy Dedis ring a bell?
I'm afraid not.
Of course not. Two of your many mistakes. Sure, it was another receptionist, but those mistakes should be written into your DNA. You never pay attention to the ones who turn.
Wait a minute.
But hey, I'm only an overseer. The last one.
The last what?
Well, there is one more, but you're not going to like her. This is why I urge you to turn back. Believe me, I'm trying to help you. You don't want to know.
Look, man, pal, buddy, look. All we want to do is speak to Professor Malone.
Malone won't help you.
You were hatched? Like me?
Yep, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, we'll see about that.
Receptionist!
What did you do to him?
Well, goodness me, I don't know what came over me.
You killed him.
Not at all. He's taking a nap.
Receptionist, put that thing away. You never use the electromagnetic scanner like this in the other universe.
Oh, yes! Discretion is the better part of valor.
Hey, guys, she's coming back.
What are we going to tell her?
Phyllis says you're good. So I think we'll just head straight to Mr. Malone's... Oh, dear. What happened?
He just faded. Look, right there on the spot. Hey, wouldn't you know
it? It looks like he's waking up.
My head. Who are you?
Don't you recognize me?
Yes, Jenna, but these five.
Hello there, I'm the receptionist.
I don't know you.
Are you sure?
We can get you some help, Herbert.
Thank you.
Well, Herbert has been working very hard. Herbert, I have to take these five to the Maple Room. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Right this way.
Receptionist, what the hell did you do to him?
And who's the guard?
Yeah, man, we're sticking our necks out here, and it turns out there's another version of you?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to transgress, really, I didn't. I am truly sorry, but it was the only way. He will recover, so we must move fast.
How did he know about everyone?
Really, it was the only way to buy time.
Buy time?
For what?
You'll all figure it out for yourselves.
We will?
Why can't you just tell us?
Oh, but I've said too much.
Are you coming?
Right behind you.
Yes?
Hello, Professor Malone. Your visitors are here.
Excellent. You're a tremendous asset to this institution, Jenna.
Sure thing, Burgundy.
Burgundy? Is that your favorite color? Why, I love the way a burgundy curtain accentuates an immaculately designed sitting room.
Never mind.
Burgundy. It's enough to drive someone to drink. Not that I do that anymore.
Let me just finish.
So Gaskell's identity motif in The Broken Abyss ties in with a rich modernist tradition extending back to Beckett's unnamed and presumably unnameable protagonist in The Unnameable.
Is he one of the warriors?
I am all these words, all these strangers, this dust of words, with no ground for their settling, no sky for their dispersing, coming together to say.
That's Beckett, isn't it?
Why, yes. Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. Wait a minute. There are five of you.
Just a few extra members of our vital team.
I'll get you your tea.
Yes, thank you.
Did we catch you at a bad time?
There are five of you.
Hello there, I'm the receptionist.
Yes. All part of the group. I'm sorry, this was entirely unanticipated, but I think you'll find that they have some very interesting thoughts.
I was told there would be just two, That it would be you and Miss Trow.
Well, sometimes a flight gives you an unexpected upgrade to first class.
Flight? Why, yes, birds are so beautiful.
First class? Birds, look, I've no time for vaudeville. I'm a very busy man, and
Professor, I loved your insights into Gaskell's use of the doppelganger.
Oh?
It never would have occurred to me to draw parallels between Gaskell's story about the unnamed man who wakes up to encounter his darker half and who draws out all the rats in his apartment, and Nabokov's novel, Despair, where Herman Karlovich believes a homeless man named Felix represents his darker self.
Well, goodness me, nobody cites that paper. You're familiar with my work?
Of course.
As am I.
I've read Lolita.
And you are?
Maya Trauer.
Malie McCorkle.
Yes, of course, the translator. Your German translation of Gaskell was, I must say, most exquisite.
Thank you.
I try to read any author I study in multiple languages. It often provides a rich, new context. Now, who are your friends?
I'm Ed Champion.
I'm Emily McCorkle.
I'm Chelsea Needham.
And I'm the receptionist.
Well, Miss Trower, Mr. Champion, no offense to your mighty quintet, but this is more of a family reunion than an intimate meeting of the minds. Still, I suppose that it's nice to meet you all. But you must be quiet. This is a library.
Oh, right. We don't want to get wrapped on the wrist.
What?
The warriors.
Indeed. Are these three, familiar with Miss Gaskell's work?
Yes, Miss Gaskell. Why, of course I am. She's a genius.
Receptionist.
Oh, yes, the warriors. Sorry, mum's the word.
I understand that Miss Gaskell disappeared.
She did. I was there.
Wait. That was you?
Yeah.
It was one of the reasons I consented to meet you. It turns out that I have quite a few questions for you as well, Mr. Champion. Please, have a seat, all of you. Tea should be arriving any time soon.
Here we are.
Goodness me, Jenna. Where did you find that dolly?
The same place you found the buzzer. The old storage room. We keep everything here, and I know this library better than you.
That sound is so familiar.
Yeah.
Here you are. Would anybody else like some?
I think we're fine.
There. Now our scholarship can properly begin.
How old is this library?
It was built in 1897.
It took 14 years to build. Did you know that? This library stands on the very location that once housed Manhattan's largest reservoir.
Water to books.
Yes, it was an ingenious bit of alchemy.
I knew that. I work here.
Well, I didn't.
But do they?
Professor Malone, I know you're pressed for time, but I...
Yes, of course. Rabbit holes. You're going to get back on track. Right. You must tell me what you know about Gaskell's disappearance.
Is that of scholarly importance?
It most certainly is, young lady. And just who in the name of King George are you?
Emily McCorkle. I just told you I'm a journalist.
Oh, dear. Dearie me. Well, we must not have the press involved. This business requires some discretion for the time being.
She's writing a story about me.
And how do you know Miss Gaskell?
I don't.
Oh, but I think you do. Why else would you be here? Pardon me if this seems indelicate, but you seem so familiar. And I don't quite know why. Have we met,
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, Professor. So, as you may or may not know, I have been looking into the disappearance of certain geniuses.
Disappearances?
There are these, portals.
Portals?
Portals that open up into other universes.
Portals? Look, I'm not going to be mixed up with any conspiracy theorist or lunatic. I'm a serious scholar, I came to this library as a visiting scholar to study the Gaskell collection. However...
He's not lying about the portals. I've seen them too.
I know he's not.
What?
Mr. Champion, please continue.
All right, so I have this podcast called The Bat Segundo Show, or used to.
Bat Segundo?
Hey, I know that show. You interviewed authors, right?
Yes, yes, I did. Everyone from John Updike to Marilyn Robinson to Norman Rush to Octavia Butler to William Gibson.
Ah, yes. Miss Butler's thematic style was very close to Gaskell's.
Kindred was the best.
Anyway, I gave that all up because...
Why?
Well, yeah, something happened to me about 5 years ago, but one thing at a time. You see, I started noticing that a number of geniuses, artists, people who were working one way or another to change the world or... to get us to recognize it. You know, the type of savvy overachievers that the MacArthur Foundation usually doles out a few fellowships for. Well, they started disappearing. And I started doing some research into all this, and there was this one common thread. One I stumbled upon by accident when I was rereading The Broken Abyss.
Miss Gaskell.
Yes! You noticed it too?
Well, of course I noticed. One doesn't study an author as long as I have without recognizing distinct patterns, Yes, Miss Gaskell's stories seem to anticipate real-life events. That this began happening not long after I started studying her was more than a bit disconcerting.
And the coincidences are just too frequent to be ignored.
Yes, but it's not the kind of thing you can report in a scholarly journal, much less a newspaper,
You'd be surprised.
Oh, I know all about these scholarly turf wars.
You see, I have a reputation to maintain, as Jenny here, my loyal assistant, can attest.
I'm a librarian.
Yes, a very good one, but please don't wrap me on the wrist.
I won't. Does this mean I can stop pretending to be your secretary?
All we really needed here was some tea.
It looks like I may have a story here after all.
Please, don't tell anybody about the tea.
Oh, this is much bigger.
Yes, but extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Indeed.
Hey, I thought you were writing about me.
But you're part of the story too, Miss Needham. In fact, we all are. But I think I'm the one who should be rolling the cart.
Receptionist, what are you saying?
Yeah, that business with the guard back there.
Wait a minute. Did you guys do something to Herbert? Is that why he fainted?
I think they're all right, Jenna. Back in my New Guinea days, I learned to spot anyone with a violent temperament. There are 65 qualities you need to look out for. This group wouldn't harm a fly.
I meant no harm.
You see?
I am the receptionist, not the guard, but it's possible you've also met the receptionist.
Your use of the definite article is most strange, Mr.
The receptionist.
But why the receptionist?
Because all of us assume one role.
Wait a minute. There's something about that rolling sound. Bear with me here. Receptionist, can you move that dolly?
Why, of course.
That's the same sound I heard when I met Miss Gaskell.
I think I should check in on Herbert.
No, Jenna, please stay. This is all very interesting. You say, Mr. Champion, that you saw a portal?
Miss Gaskell was hearing voices. Something about fajitas.
Fajitas?
Fajitas.
No, you want fajitas? I'm already bending the rules here as it is.
We're merely discussing fajitas, not eating them.
Wait a minute. When the demons tried to turn me... they mentioned fajitas.
Interesting.
Well, a portal appeared and they took Miss Gaskell away.
Who's they?
I don't know. Only Miss Gaskell could see them. Next thing I know, she was gone. I spent the last 6 months trying to understand why, because...
Johnny.
Whoa. I still don't know who this Johnny guy is.
Something happened to me 5 years ago. It was Johnny. That's why I had to give up the Bat Segundo show.
Who's Johnny?
She said...
I had a psychic break. I wasn't myself.
The British woman.
What British woman?
Lucinda. She was just the latest. Any woman I feel something for. Sujata, Lucinda. Every time I get close to someone, she's taken away.
I know the feeling.
Of course. Johnny.
What?
Johnny, don't you see? It's all there right in front of us. I've been looking into the doppelganger theme in Miss Gaskell's stories. Just 1 minute. Let me see.
What is it?
Aha! yes, here it is. Jenna, you said that The Broken Abyss was one of your favorite novels.
Yes.
Then, you remember the part about Johnny?
Wait. Johnny is in Gaskell's story?
And the lost child.
Lost child?
Look, I gotta level you. I reread The Broken Abyss over and over again simply because I cannot read it. That's the only Gaskell volume that it just does something to me. I mean, every time I pick it up, I either fall asleep or I faint.
Me too!
Zout.
What? Well, not The Broken Abyss, but there's a Gaskell novella called Paths Not Taken.
Oh, yes, that's one of her best.
Contained in her collection, Mirrors of the Soul.
It's the only one I couldn't translate. It was a little embarrassing, actually, but the publisher was nice and farmed that one out to Michael Hoffman.
Ugh, he didn't do a good job.
Small wonder. He called Stefan Zweig the Pepsi of Austrian writing, a dilettante. But Mary Kay Wilmers does seem to like him. Miss Trauer, can you describe the storyline of Paths Not Taken?
Sure, it's a story involving... You know, I really can't.
A love story involving two women.
What? This is sounding familiar. Does it involve a parallel universe?
Yes.
A door that opens into another universe? One of the women steps through?
Yes, have you read it?
No, but I lived it!
Please, you mustn't!
Oh, it's so good, especially the stuff involving the giant bird. There's this part in a restaurant where one of the woman's friends delivers this monologue about kindness.
I think we're done here. Why don't we go out into the sunshine and get some hot dogs?
What are you so uppity about, receptionist?
Don't you understand? You're talking about my life, what I lived through.
What are you saying, Chelsea?
Oh, I'm sure she's just imagining things.
I'm not. This actually happened to me.
Wait a minute. Receptionist, are you holding back on us, buddy?
Oh, no, not at all. Don't mind me.
Chels, what are you saying?
I'm saying that there's something about Gaskell's stories that seem to predict what happens to people.
Yes, that's why we're here.
It is true that Gaskell's stories have been quite prescient.
Prescient, smashient. I'm sure it's just coincidence.
There's an old rule in journalism. 2 times is a coincidence, 3 times is a lead.
But what about the number 7? Oh, dear.
Receptionist, why is your electromatter scanner acting up?
What's an electromatter scanner?
Oh, it's not terribly important.
Receptionist?
You're hiding something.
Well, who knew journalism involved reporting the bleeding obvious?
I can't, really.
Come on, man. You gotta tell us what's going on.
Well, you see, you're all in some same place. And, well, there's a great deal of tachyon energy building up.
Another portal?
You know, now that you mention it, I've never been able to finish it.
What?
Paths Not Taken.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear what? You'd better start talking.
Well, you know the part where the anarchists break into the building? That's when I start zoning out. Much like you, Ed.
I'll just be out in the hall.
No! Receptionist, you've got to tell us. And why is that electromatter scanner acting up?
Yes, young man. What's troubling you? And what on this holy planet is that contraption,
Hey, guys. I should remind everyone that all of this is on the record for my story.
We have to leave. We have 12 seconds before. Oh, dear. Less time than that. Doug!
What's
Three travelers. That's impossible.
Is everyone okay?
I'm too old for this interdimensional hogwash.
Miss, wait. Who are the other two?
My
wait
head.
A minute, you...
Well? What in the Sam Hill are you all tongue-tied for? You look as if you've never seen an old lady pull herself up by her bootstraps. The name's Gaskell. Miss Virginia Gaskell.
Miss Gaskell.
Miss Gaskell.
I'm a huge fan.
And I've been studying your work.
I translated it.
The author of The Broken Abyss?
The one and only. And let me tell you a few things about... Wait a minute. You.
Me?
Young lady, do I know you?
I don't think so.
When's your birthday?
Oh, why don't you just become Facebook friends and sort this out later?
Mr. Romero!
It's really none of your business, but have you ever heard of Harry Potter?
July 31st, 1980.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
Sorry, I'm a bit of a book nerd.
Harry Potter? Oh, I love those books!
Chelsea? This can't be.
What can't be?
Are you okay, Miss Gaskell?
I have to go.
Everyone, please. I am an experienced military man. Everything will be just fine. I am Roger Romero, General of the Poultry Liberation Army. Follow my lead and everything will be just fine.
Oh, don't
mind him. Mr. Romero's just a little hot-headed.
What?
Where are we?
Receptionist, was this...
One of the portals, yes.
I hope it's not one of the bad ones.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the young man who interviewed me, Mr. Champion?
Yes, and thank you for calling me young. I'm anything but...
Well, when you get to my age...
I'm glad you've returned. Are you okay?
Does a possum play dead just for kicks?
I don't think we're dead, Miss Gaskill. Are we back in Riverton, Wyoming? This room looks awfully fancy.
Riverton, Wyoming?
Or maybe New York? At long last! I've had enough of this clam baking. I could use some real food. And I need to get back to my typewriter. I have stories to tell.
I'm afraid you may not be able to.
Wait a minute. You're here too? This is most peculiar.
Hang on. What do you mean?
This man.
Where are we? Where's Donna?
Donna? He came in with her.
Where?
At the Dancing Chicken Diner, silly. But she didn't travel with us.
Ooh, the Dancing Chicken Diner.
Yes, that's where I work. Anyway, the two of them came in and they were hooting and hollering.
Well, it was a little more civilized than that.
And then this feller here...
I'm not a fella. I am a respected general.
Oh, please.
Mr. Romero. Well, he started shooting into the ceiling.
Yikes.
Yes, I detect 32 qualities within Mr. Romero. It's my New Guinea training, you see. This man could be dangerous.
Dangerous? Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm not. I'm on a mission.
So are we.
A scholarly one.
A peaceful one.
Well, I wouldn't get your britches in a twist over Mr. Romero. You see a lot of tough talk and bluster in Wyoming. Anyway, Mr. Romero and Donna got poor Dennis all worked up.
Oh, Dennis. Is he your boyfriend?
No, silly. You see... Dennis means well, but he can be a little thick in the head when his manhood's on the line. Not unlike Mr. Romero here.
Hey!
Chickens? Ooh, did you meet the bird people?
Oh, no, not them again.
The bird people?
Yes, we were in a way station of sorts, although I can't say much about the reading material. But please, I have no time to waste. I have to get back to my life. I must get back to my typewriter. I haven't seen it in months.
And you haven't aged a day.
And how would you know, young man?
I need to leave too. I must find Donna.
Oh no, Mr. Romero. I can't let you leave this room. Not after what I've observed.
And just who in the hell are you?
Professor Merrill Malone. Distinguished scholar and... Aikido champion.
Aikido?
You never forget the moves you learn as a young man.
You can't relive the past, old sport.
I'm not gonna stand here and be insulted.
Oh, Mr. Romero. Give it a rest.
Dude!
General Romero.
More like General Mills. Poultry Liberation Army? You've got to be kidding me.
I'm quite serious. I've never been more serious of anything in my life.
Gee... Professor Malone, this guy makes your Ron Burgundy act look pretty harmless by comparison.
Indeed.
I need to know where we are. I need to find Donna.
Young man, I've been listening to your claptrap for months, and you need to learn a little patience. Have you ever heard of the phrase, a watched pot never boils?
But Mr. Romero sure does. Come on, Mr. Romero. You can't just run out of the gate hollering like some coyote caught in a prairie trap.
Perhaps some introductions are in order.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Maya.
I'm Jenna. Audrey.
Ed Chan.
I'm Maya
Chelsea.
Trower. I'm Jenna.
Nice to meet you.
And I am...
The orderly. Yes, I know. But you look a little different. And you?
Me?
Am I the only one here unsettled by the fact that a giant hole of light just opened up into this room and disappeared?
No, you're not.
I've had enough of this idle chit-chat. I need answers, and I need them now.
Hold your horses, Mr. Romero.
I'll do no such thing. You don't hold horses anyway. If you have any ethical standards, you let them roam free in the wild.
Let me guess. A PETA type?
Worse than that.
Animal rights is the least of our worries, I have many questions for you, Miss Gaskill.
I do too. What does my birthday have to do with anything?
Nothing, young lady.
You said you knew me.
Forget I asked.
You see, I'm a scholar of your work.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'd particularly love to discuss your use of aporia in the Broken Abyss to reveal punctuated equilibrium.
Punctuated equilibrium? Now look here. I tell stories and punctuate sentences.
Pattern language.
Yes, there is some of Christopher Alexander in your work, too.
Finally, I'm glad I'm not the only one who knows about Christopher Alexander. But, Professor...
Professor, I think you can dial down the post-structuralism.
Aporia. Pattern language. Why, that's a load of malarkey. I don't know if you actually understand the first thing about my stories.
What the professor is saying, Miss Gaskell, in his admittedly roundabout way, is that your stories mean something. They predict events.
Now, what in the Sam Hill are you talking about? I'm just an old woman who tells stories. I don't need to listen to some critical mumbo-jumbo. Just leave me be. I've got to get back to my typewriter.
Do you know me or not? Why did you ask about my birthday?
I need to go.
And I have to find Donna.
Miss Gaskell, maybe we can stick around here for a bit. I've sized up many customers in my time, and this looks pretty important.
There you are.
Herbert!
You have to get out of here. She's coming.
Who's coming?
It's about to happen. I did try to warn you. Wait a minute. There are three more, yes?
Oh, no. It wasn't my fault.
You fool! Don't you realize what you've done? It's going to begin soon. You're going to want to ditch your phones.
Why?
What's going to begin?
Even without me, they would have found each other one way or another.
What are you talking about?
Are you saying this was preordained?
Young man, are you going to give us some answers?
It's not my place.
It certainly isn't.
Receptionist, what do you know? You entered my mind. The very least you can do is tell us why you're being so silent right now.
I really wish I could tell you, but I've done quite enough already.
Dude!
You must leave now, before she comes.
Oh, no.
They're shooting people?
Oh, he isn't the only one dead. We're just getting this party started.
You?
I've come a long way to be here.
My destiny was to instruct humanity.
Who are you?
Why, I'm the executive.
The executive of the library?
Just the executive.
You killed him!
I won't stand for this. I am General Romero of the Poultry Liberation Army, and I'll...
Mr. Romero, are you all right?
You're lucky that you're part of the plan. That was a stun setting. But if there's any more insolence... Don't think I won't dial up the setting to kill.
Just who in the hell are you?
You've all made this universe very dangerous.
This universe?
How?
Your interest in Miss Gaskell.
Me? Young lady, if it's me you want...
This is the beginning of the purity crisis.
Please, you mustn't!
The purity crisis?
A series of wars that will force humanity into one of its biggest historical shifts since the First World War.
Please, they haven't done anything!
I'm not afraid of you.
And I'm not either.
Your valor and effrontery are touching. But it's hardly enough for me to change my mind.
The purity crisis?
You've all become so soft with your phones. Your insistence that you were the center of your own universe. You looked down instead of up. But now... it changes.
What is that thing?
I needed Jill Swanson to make this. And I needed Ted Venal to sell this to Samsung and Apple. Professor Malone, I understand that you're an expert on communications.
He could tell you a few things about the telegraph.
I can indeed, and buzzers as well. Are you saying that you've embedded something in all the smartphones?
It has about a 65% accuracy. We can't reveal everyone. There are some of you who are just too stubborn to turn. You were all looking in the wrong direction. Your phones connected you, but you were so alone. You gave them everything. Your tastes, your preferences. But all of us have our roles. The receptionist, the guard, the boss, and me, the executive.
Wait, how do you know about the receptionist?
What do these four people have in common?
Four people who are terrified of speaking to others on a first-name basis?
I have to call Joe.
Joe?
My husband, he's a librarian.
Then isn't he here?
You do what you have to do.
Oh, dear.
Come on, please.
Hello?
Joe?
I am the manager.
Honey?
I am the manager. I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Joe, come on!
You see, it's happening.
What have you done to him?
He did it to himself.
Whoa.
Oh, dear.
What happened?
He said he was the manager and hung up.
What's going on here?
I have to go.
Oh, you're not going anywhere. I'm the one with the laser.
I have to get to my husband.
You must not do this.
Receptionist, Knock her out with the electromatter scanner.
I can't.
Why?
Because I am the receptionist and she is the executive.
You see, we all have names. Or rather, roles. People we answer to. Receptionist? What is your name?
I am the receptionist.
I didn't quite hear you.
I am the receptionist. I'm sorry. Let me try again. I am the receptionist. No, I won't be a part of this.
Hello!
Yes, this is the receptionist. We need your help. Follow the coordinates and come quickly. It's of vital importance and I...
No!
He's dead!
Get used to it. It's the new way. It's happening all across the world right now. Purity. It's everything I've lived for.
Joe!
Young lady, I think you'd better put that thing down.
Or what?
What is it you want from us?
I'm starting to feel lightheaded.
Me too.
It's coming from phones.
Maya, what is your name?
You just said it. It's...
Try again.
I'm Ma... the secretary.
What the hell did you do to her?
Nothing. She chose her role. Mr. Champion, what is your name?
I am... I am the manager.
That's what Joe was saying. That's not your name. Come on, Ed. You're Ed.
I am the manager.
He's nothing without Johnny.
Secretary. I'm in human resources.
Mr. Romero, not you too.
Oh, I am the manager.
I'm the secretary.
Resources.
What have you done to them?
Manager.
What is your
I'm
name?
I'm in human resources.
I am.
I'm in human resources.
I am Virginia Gaskell.
No, a holdout.
I am the manager.
I am Jenna.
I'm in human
and
resources.
And I'll never be anyone else.
Oh dear, you
I
as well.
What in the hell is going on?
What have you done with
I
them?
Am
manager, secretary, receptionist. I get it.
You're also blissfully naive.
Office roles. What are you? Some sort of hypnotist?
I don't know who you are, but I'm not gonna let
I'm in human resources. Secretary.
You know what's so great about getting a new smartphone?
I'm in human resources.
You can always sign up for the family plan. Miss Gasco, should you be the one to tell her? Or should I?
I'm the secretary.
This is a private matter. It has nothing to do with you.
I'm in human resources.
On the contrary, Miss Gasco. It has everything to do with
I'm
me.
I'm the secretary.
I'm in human resources.
Go on.
I am the manager.
Tell her.
Family?
No. It can't be.
I'm the secretary.
I'm in human resources.
What do you mean?
Honey, there's a reason I know your birthday.
I'm
what?
The secretary.
Chelsea. You're my daughter.
I'm the secretary.
Your daughter?
I had to give you up.
Mom?
I am the secretary.
Why? Do you know what I've been through?
I am the secretary.
Yes, I did check up from time to time. Not recently, but I had no other choice.
Who's my father?
I'm the secretary.
That's another story.
But if you can predict the world with your stories...
I'm the secretary.
You'd better say your goodbyes. I've waited years for this. Even traveled through a few universes.
Just what is this all about?
And why us?
Are you going to kill us?
I see you catch on quickly.
I'm the secretary.
The timelines must match. Accept your roles. Be part of a better tomorrow. Or die.
I'm the secretary!
Why? You're my mother?
Yes.
But you left me!
It's a long story, sweetheart.
A story you'll never have the time to tell.
No! Please!
Now look here! I've had just about enough of...
No! No! You'll do... I can't take this anymore!
Chelsea, what's your name?
I'm Chelsea! I'm in IT!
I'm in human resources.
Chelsea!
Please.
I'm in IT!
No!
I am the secretary!
I'm in IT!
Oh, I am the manager!
And I am the executive!
Stop it!
What have you done to her?
I'm in IT!
Please, turn them back!
Oh, but I can't!
Why?
It was their choice!
You've been listening to Mirrors of the Soul, Chapter 4 of Pattern Language, Episode 13.4 of The Gray Area. It was written, produced, and directed by Edward Champion. Katrina Clairvoyant appeared as Chelsea. Belgis Felix appeared as Emily McCorkle. Robert Garson appeared as Professor Merrill Malone. Devaney DiMattia appeared as Jenna. Chris Smith appeared as Miss Gaskill. Tanya Maloyevich appeared as Maya. Edward Champion appeared as Ed Champion. Rachel Matusiewicz appeared as the Executive. Amanda Rios appeared as Audrey. David Ault appeared as Romero. David Sinkus appeared as Joe. Graham Rowett appeared as the Guard. And Zach Glassman appeared as the Receptionist. Incidental music licensed through Neo Sounds and Music Fox. Additional music composed by Edward Champion. Sound design, editing, engineering, and mastering by a bald man in Brooklyn who clearly has some corporate identity issues to work out. So, this is the end of the line for Season 2, and I have to say, thank you so much for listening and going along for the ride. This was almost, 3 years. I am, as I record this, working on the Season 3 scripts, and my hope is that when this crazy pandemic world returns back to normal, I'll have those scripts done and I'll be with my dear beloved actors again. But we could not do this without your listening. So to anyone who has spread the word about this show or who's been a big supporter, I just want to extend my gratitude. Until next time, wherever you are in the universe, be good to yourself and be kind to others. Thank you again for listening. I hope to see you in 2022.